We'll start with Mark. Mark, tell me how you either have used or the difference that emails, bad emails, have made in the trial practice in recent years.
Well, I can tell you this. I was at dinner with a U.S. Supreme Court justice Monday night of this week who was explaining to me that he refuses to use email, refuses to let anyone who works for him use email because he's afraid of that email falling into the hands of someone later. And I looked at him and I smiled and I said, emails have made me a wealthy man. I love emails. The emails that I've seen in cases would stun you. We have emails. We just finished a three-month trial in federal court in Dallas. And the emails took on a life of their own. And you know the emails are bad when during jury selection, the defense attorney stands up and says, how many of you have ever put something that you really didn't mean in an email? None of the jurors raised their hands. He says, oh, come on. I mean,
surely
somebody. And the guys, everybody's like, hmm. He says, because as you all know, you know, you're going to see a lot of emails where we called people, you know, words we shouldn't, where we made admissions of liability we shouldn't, where we mocked the victims. But y'all know that's all in good fun, right? Nobody raises their hand. I mean, I didn't even have to use the emails. Just off the board hour alone, that jury knew that they were bad dudes.